Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone, and what a rainy start to the month of August we've had, but the rain has been so needed, and I couldn't ask for a better guest to help us become just a bit more educated in the way of how rain and water coincide and affect our environment and our community. Before I introduce this handsome man in the studio, I do want to give a quick shout-out and a big thank you to Caliber Home Loans for their ongoing support. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They're located right here on Miracle Mile, and they set up complimentary consultations to get everybody into the home of their dreams that they can afford, whether it's a brand new home, whether it's exploring veterans loans, whether it's upsizing or downsizing. Hang and talk to the people at Caliber Home Loans, and they will give you that in-depth complimentary consultation. You'll be so happy you did. I recently was looking at some rental pricing for a potential new hire, and I was blown away by it's just rising and rising, and we're technically in off season.
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you are able to save and come up with the down payment, you can own a home for so much less than what it is for rent out there. So
and
something to
equity.
Consider. That's right.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. So shout out to Caliber Home Loans. And that pretty voice is Miss Kitty Wagner, executive chef and owner of the Blue Star in downtown Vero, where you and your staff just hit a complete home run for our Vero Premier Women's Network Mixer, where we opened it up to the guys and the gals. And despite the rain and despite the temporary lapse in power
right
at the onset, it was a magnificent evening, and you just whipped up some great things.
You. Thank you. It was a dark and stormy night, but man, everybody, you had a lot of people show up. It was well attended. Everybody had a great time. And by the time we wrapped it up, I mean, it wasn't raining. It was just a perfect night. That was just a bunch of fun.
Well, and you know what? Like in that type of setting with the outside, and of course, you know, there's plenty of parking for folks. If you've gone by the Blue Star lately and you see that next door, there's some renovations happening. There's the parking lot in the front of the Blue Star. There's the city parking across the street. There's the street parking. There's parking behind. I mean, there's just so many.
There's parking everywhere.
But, you know, on rainy days, you see people making new friends as they share umbrellas and stuff, which was, I thought, just
that's
fabulous.
That's exactly what happened.
It really did. And the atmosphere inside, though, it was just so cozy. Like, it felt so romantic and cozy and warm and inviting, all of those things all at once. So as folks are listening and they're looking for a great spot to make some reservations, whether it's just two people or 20, you know, the Blue Star is just such an awesome option.
Well, thank you.
And we're having free wine.
Yes, we are. Believe it or not, we are having free wine at the Blue Star. It's super easy. All you do is you come in with your friends or yourself. You have either four appetizers or two entrees, and I will give you a bottle of free wine. And let me tell you, it's good wine. I have five or six different varietals on the free wine list, so you don't get stuck with a bottle that you don't want. We've got Merlot, we've got Sauvignon Blanc, we've got Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay, Rosé. And what's my other red? I think it's a cab. But
so you can mix and match.
You can,
if you get more appetizers and entrees.
Yeah, like if four people come in and you all get a round of appetizers, start with a white. And then if you guys all order entrees, you've got two more bottles coming. So you can go red, white, whatever you want to do. Rosé, anything.
I love how Kitty brings options. And Kitty, quickly, our wine of the week this week. What is this delicious Pinot Noir?
This is a really good Pinot Noir from Italy. It's called Santa Marina Pinot Noir. It's on the wine special. And it is absolutely wonderful. It drinks like a very expensive Oregon Pinot Noir.
Ooh.
It's not quite as big and fleshy as a California, but at the same time, it's not real lean or racy. It is just absolutely delicious, and it goes marvelously with food.
Oh, I love it. So make your reservations now. Get into the Blue Star. This time of year, though, walk-ins are welcome, but you might
absolutely
not get your favorite table. It's always nice to call and reserve your favorite table.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Always.
Speaking of favorites, one of my favorite Charlies in all of the community is here, Mr. Charlie Pope. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you very, very much. I don't know why you're so excited about the wine. You have to be 21, Anna, to drink.
Oh, see why I adore him?
Exactly.
That is just
exactly.
A good man.
So the girl who just had a birthday.
Right. So years ago when I first came to town, Charlie and I were neighbors on downtown Main Street. And since I've just been a fan of all of the work he does from a passion standpoint, right? From your involvement in with youth sailing and ELC and so many things that you do, it's geared towards ongoing education for the young people, but more importantly, for them to preserve something that's so special right here in Vero in Indian River County. And along those same lines, you have helped to really muster up a lot of awareness and a sense of gathering amongst our community and understanding that there's some real things happening in reference to our water. And so recently, you've jumped on as the membership director and awareness mm-hmm. coordinator for the Clean Water Coalition of Indian River County. Mr. Charlie Pope, this is something that's very serious, and it's happening.
Really serious.
It's not going to go away on its own.
Right.
It has to be attended to. And we're making presentations regularly at county commission meetings and making awareness. The city of Vero Beach believes what we're doing. They gave me a building, River House, to have our meetings.
I got married there
five years ago.
Yeah,
did.
It was lovely.
She sure did.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out. We had 50 people standing outside.
Because you had too many in attendance.
No. So
that's amazing.
We've made a deal now with the community church and Emerson Center. If one's busy, we go to the other one. And we have our next meeting coming up August the 15th. It'll be at the Emerson Center, and they've got plenty of space. And that's working out really, really good for us.
At 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock on August the 15th. And our speaker is going to be Dr. Sullivan, who is an executive director at the Harbor Branch.
Okay.
So we have really good people speak. Our first meeting at Harbor at the River House was Edie Witter. So we're very involved with ORCA and with Harbor Branch. So we're very legitimate. I've signed up as a while ago. I just signed up Blue Star. Kitty signed up and to be a supporter.
I want the lagoon to have clean water. I mean,
right.
We need the fish. We need the dolphins. We need the seagrass. We need all of that for it to be a great place to live.
And we need people to feel comfortable getting in there because tourism is at the root
absolutely.
Of our community's prosperity.
The number is huge. I don't have it right here, but the number for tourism is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And in January, we had a lot of rain. This biosolids problem was coming all the way to the beach. So the beach had to be closed. Who would have ever dreamed?
That.
Who would have ever dreamed? And I was at one of my doctors this last week, and she has a home on the river, on the beach side. And she's selling it because after the red tide, she couldn't even sleep in her own home for a few days. So it's a very serious issue, and we're really addressing it. Like I said, I've got 326 local merchants that have said, we support what you're doing. It's a natural thing. There's no cost to supporting us. And we've signed up the Moorings, Grand Harbor, Quail Valley, Waldo's, Ocean Grill.
White Glove Moving and Storage. I know that one.
Yeah, White Glove Moving and Storage. And Charlie Wapogo was so funny to me. Ocean Grill, he got all over my case because I didn't come there first.
Oh, over at Ocean Grill.
So anyway, we've got good quality people, and they're going to support us. And we look for this August 15th meeting to be unbelievable because the awareness has really grown. Plus, the newspaper is putting a lot of articles in about what's going on. And that's making a real difference, too. You know, the fear of doing it right, Environmental Learning Center, Youth Sailing Foundation, the children, it's a very important issue. It's not to be glanced on. And we're involved with Aaron Grawl and Debbie Mayfield and doing very worthwhile things for the river and trying to hit it off, any problems. So anyway, I'm proud of what we're doing. And
so you guys are basically discussing the context of the Clean Water Initiative is basically discussing and trying to find solutions to our canal runoff that runs into the river, our natural river runoff, like the Sebastian River that pulls from inland, and also to address the water quality issues that are brought in by aging septic systems on the beachside on the island, as well as the mainland that could be leaching into the river and affecting the water quality and really kind of making it a little biologically dicey.
Right.
Well, we know very simply that the septic tanks are leaking. How do we know that? Because we're finding
I read about it.
Proof. We're finding artificial sweeteners in the river.
Oh, God.
Now, where'd they come from? They didn't come from fish.
Yeah.
So that shows their septic tanks leaking.
Yeah.
So another wonderful thing that our water man here in town, the septic tank, and I mean the wastewater and the drinking water, Rob Bolton from the city has done, he's done a lot of research, and we have the STEP system. And a lot of people they hear the term, I know it sounds great, it's good, what is it? Well, 75-80% of what's in a septic tank is water.
Right.
Flush the toilet, wash your clothes, washing dishes, and taking a shower, so it's 75-80% water. So we run a 2-inch pipe to your septic tank with a pump, and it pumps the water out to the nearest sewer line.
Nice.
And we've already signed up. I could be corrected on this because I haven't checked lately. About 300 people have signed up to put that onto their home.
Oh, wow.
And it's making progress, and it's really important, like Indian River Drive. Not Indian River Boulevard, but Indian River Drive that goes along by the Yacht Club and
City Marina. I've seen the signs there when I ride my bike over there.
Picture of a manatee on the sign. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I wondered what that exactly meant.
It's really a clever thing. And some places, it has to run the line quite a while. Now, I defended a lady. She said, I'm on septic and I don't want to get off of it.
Right.
And that was on Date Palm. Because those streets have what they call a canopy. Trees here and trees here. And then they make a bow over the...
Yeah, it's beautiful. Love taking those side streets. Yeah.
And I don't blame them. But with a step system, they won't lose those trees. Because it's only a 2-inch pipe.
Ah.
And it's not a big, huge...
Is the city, the county, the state offering any sort of initiatives so that folks might be more enticed to act?
Yes, that's very true. They are, yes.
Okay.
They're getting some good help on that because it's very important, and no one wants to see their taxes raised, but this is a very, very important issue. So, and people are doing it like crazy. If we've got 300 already, and then when they do it, they put this sign in their yard. I participated.
I converted. I stepped up for Indian River County.
Let your neighbors know that it's okay. And if they have questions, that's good too, because you can go ask your neighbor, how does it work?
Yeah. That's so valid. That's really incredible. And I know we're just kind of touching on the surface and getting folks excited about coming out on the 15th, learning a little bit more, engaging a little bit more. Again, as Mr. Charlie Pope just described, there's no cost, there's no commitment. It's just a matter of educating one another and doing our parts, a little personal responsibility where we can, as well as, you know, lending our names of our businesses, our independent merchants. You can reach out to Mr. Charlie Pope directly and have your name added to that list so that as we go into election season, our local delegations know that we're serious and that we want them to take these matters head on, right?
They'll sit up and take notice.
I hope so.
You people vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
We signed up as of now with Kitty Blue Star, 326 people. So if you have a business, be it a restaurant or a CPA firm or what, we've signed up all kind of people around town. Just call me, 567-9000, Vero Beach. And I'll come and visit you, get you some information. And we have our next public meeting, like I said, at the Emerson Center on August the 15th at 7 p.m. And we're looking for a big turnout because the awareness is really growing on this and doing something so you can swim in the river, eat the fish out of the river, and things like this.
The way it should be. That's 7 o'clock. The Emerson Center is right there at the intersection of 16th Street and 27th Avenue for folks that just want a point of reference. So once again, in the studio, Mr. Charlie Pope, we're talking about the Clean Water Coalition of Indian River County. Sitting beside him, the one, the only, Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star. Participate in that delicious summer wine program going on Tuesday through Saturday through the end of September. Who knows? She might extend it if she's feeling generous. Of course, and I'm your happy hostess, Anna Valencia Tillery with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Your favorite movers, agents for Beacons Van Lines. We have a lot more in store, delving a little bit more in depth, so don't go anywhere.
From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close. Call for reservations and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star Reviro, mixing good food with great company.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero. Now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable, with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Happy August. It's just a week away or so before the kids start school again. I'm kind of excited, just saying. love my child. Love him. Can't wait for him to go back to school.
You guys had a big summer. There was a lot of traveling going on.
He's so good. It was actually great quality time, but it's true. We have less than a week away, folks, and so if you're looking for a fresh cut for your child, right? Maybe you want to take him to a cool barber within the Hair Studio of Vero. She now has two different barbers available, as well as herself and two other ladies on her team, to help make that new, fresh cut, color, style, look, whatever it is you're after, for back to school a reality. She's there on 12th and Old Dixie and the Candlelight Plaza. Go visit Melissa and her team at the Hair Studio of Vero, the most affordable salon in all of Indian River County. You will be so happy that you did. Foxy Nails opens 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark. I'm telling you, you can get a gift card, pop next door, get a perfect card to put the gift card in, and you're done. Foxy's has it all figured out. 7 days a week, you can go on a Sunday pamper yourself.
I was just there on Sunday.
I just got some peach tones on my manicure. I'm really loving
it. Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you. I got lots of compliments at the resort up in Orlando. It was wonderful. I'm like, thanks. I go to Foxy's in Vero. And they tell everybody about it with all the confidence in the world. Pac-Mail Beachside, you know, as some of the older students are going off to college and setting up their dorms, they do offer like price match shipping solutions, right? So they'll look at all the different carriers that they represent, and they'll find, based on the product, based on the zip code and the time frame, which carrier is going to be the most economical for you and your shipping solution. So PacMail is celebrating 30 years They provide free pickups. It's always a free estimate over the phone. Let you get your most sentimental, most precious pieces on time, intact to their final destination. You'll be so glad that you did. Sister company to White Glove Moving and Storage. If you know of anybody getting ready to relocate for an exciting job opportunity or just because, don't hesitate to mention White Glove Moving and Storage. It's always a free estimate and we'd be honored. And more importantly, we take it super seriously. We know
yeah,
that
do.
It's stressful and we really do our best to shine every time when it comes to our clients and their moving needs. Storage, we have those solutions short and long term. It's all there for you. So we just have great sponsors of the show. We're so supportive of them. If you can, throughout your travels, mention it to others or use them yourself, we'd be most grateful. Mr. Charlie Pope of the Clean Water Coalition in Indian River County is here today helping to educate us and the fact that the things that we do have a direct impact on the water. And it's coming from all angles, all sides. There's been an amazing newsletter that you and your team have put together. You've been around now for a little over a year, right? Mm-hmm. And in that time, you've signed up over 325 Kitty of the Blue Star in downtown Vero Bean, business number 326.
Yep.
To sign up to show that they are passionate about helping make sure that our delegators, our, you know, our commissioners and the like, take action, whether it's on a county level, state level. But you all have been very busy. You've organized to prevent a reclaimed water pipe from being installed under the Indian River Lagoon. You've worked with the state representative, Aaron Grawl, to draft a statewide bill regulating biosolids. We'll try and put that through again next year, right?
Yes.
Supported State Senator Debbie Mayfield's Clean Waterways Act for septic to sewer funding, which again will help people in that Step Up program and others, which is a huge impact, right? Because septics are leaking. Partnered with Friends of the St. Sebastian River to curb the use of glyphosate in the canal.
That's Roundup.
Roundup, in the canal management. That's huge. They just had a big segment about that on the Today Show the other day, too, about Roundup.
Well, the thing is, it kills a lot of the grass in the river, and then the fish have anything to eat.
Right.
So, see, it's just that with the population growth over 1,000 people a day moving to Florida, it's real issues that need to be discussed. The river is a real asset to us.
Yes, it is.
And we need to protect it.
Let's see. What is this? Currently working with the Fish and Wildlife Agency in the City of Vero Beach Marina to establish a marine no discharge zone.
I know what that is.
What is it,
That's
Kitty?
A septic pump out, because when you're at the marina, you're supposed to get your holding tanks on your boats. Like,
right.
There are people that live aboard or go out for the day, and they have toilets on their boats.
Right.
And so your material goes into a holding tank, and you have to get that pumped out. Well, unfortunately, the city charges for that service, and so there are people who don't want to pay for it, so they just discharge directly into the river.
Shame on them.
And so the waste doesn't get treated, and it adds, well, just raw poop into the water by the marina and in that area, and it seriously contaminates the river because, like Charlie had said in our discussion at the commercial break, not only are you having human fecal matter, which we have high protein diets, so that's a lot of nitrogen, which is really our problem, but you've also got a lot of prescription medicine.
Ah, right.
Anything, Aleve, stuff like that, and it builds
that
up.
That fish typically aren't exposed to.
Yes, and it causes...
They don't have a headache.
It causes major, major problems.
So there's so much for us to be aware of, so much for us to be acting upon. Again, there's an opportunity on Thursday, August 15th, 7 o'clock.
At the Emerson Center. Another thing that we're working on is, and we've had good cooperation, is going around to the pharmacies in town and get them to be having a return bin.
Yes.
Oh, that is huge.
When people don't finish their antibiotics or don't finish different things, they can put them in that return bin, then they're dealt with positively instead of people flushing them down the toilet.
Aha. Uh-huh. Wow. Who knew that so many small actions could comprise into such a...
Yes. Collectively,
it's
yeah.
huge. And a lot of people don't realize that your prescriptions, you know, that needs to be a big education thing.
I would have had no idea until today's show. This
I've been
is exciting.
Given prescriptions for, you know, painkillers after medical procedures that I never use.
Sure. Ourwaters.org. Again, that's ourwaters.org. News, upcoming events. You can click on their Facebook and other initiatives. They can get an email newsletter sent to them, right? Mr. Yes. Charlie Pope?
Yes. And,
All right.
Get on our mailing list. Our first newsletter just went out.
Perfect. Mr. Charlie Pope, thank you so much. Ourwaters.org. Until next week, folks. Cheers.